This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Health is the focus of this hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. You can follow what we do. There's always a podcast. The highlights of our conversations, go to blogtalkradio.com/goodday health, all one word, to get the benefit of Ken's wisdom, his intellect, his creativity, his curious, the nature of a good scientist, Ken, and that's what you are. You do research with your patients at Lake Cardiology down in Florida. But the sign of a good scientist is to be curious, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I would have thought anyway. And were you a curious fellow growing up? Did you ask lots of whys and wherefore? How'd that happen? And
I was curiously painful as a young kid.
Curiously painful or painfully curious?
Both.
I just imagine you as a child. All right, let's get to what's going on in the news. Ken spends his time with us going through the things that he's researched in the various medical journals. One of the things this week that seems to be very much on people's minds, Ken, is the focus on CTE and this breakthrough done by the researchers at Boston University School of Medicine. This is pretty key, isn't it, this biomarker?
This is big news. This is a big break advance in this whole issue about trauma and football. A potential marker, Doug, and this was published in the medical journal PLOS-ONE, or warning sign for a devastating brain disease, which we've discussed before on the show, caused by repeated concussions, has been identified in living people for the first time. Levels of the biomarker, it's called CCL11, they're normal in the brains of non-athletes without brain disease and non-athletes with Alzheimer's disease. But, here's the big but, they're significantly elevated in the brains of former football players with, and this is the mouthful, CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Until now, it has only been possible to diagnose chronic traumatic encephalopathy after death. But further research is needed to determine, Doug, if elevated levels of CCE11 occur early or late in the CTE disease process, and whether CCL11 levels might be able to predict the severity of the disease of the brain. So there's a lot of research left to be done, but this is a huge breakthrough. And now we're going to be able to tell whether these football players, before they die, actually have this issue. And there's been some unusual behavior by some of them. And I'm not talking about, you know, what's gotten in the news, but there's been some violence, some arrests, some real trouble. And they have been diagnosed with CTE. So this is very interesting.
Well, that's the claim. That fellow that played for the Patriots who killed a couple of people, I forget his name.
Exactly. But
his family is suing the Patriots and the National Football League for this very reason. So whether he gets anywhere with it or not remains to be seen, or his family does. But they have the brain. This work was done in conjunction with my friends at Seriscan in Denver. Remember when I went there
and
they went through my brain and found some stuff or whatever it is that they found? I was compared, what they used as the benchmark were these 300 scans they had of NFL football players and some soldiers who had been involved in combat had PTSD and what caused that. And so I'm very familiar with this study or these groups of studies, but you know what? It's interesting. 1,500 former athletes and military veterans have pledged to give their brain to Seriscan to have it analyzed, and some of the football players that have given said, okay, when I die, like Warren Sapp and Randy Cross, Keith Sims, Sean Springs, all have said, when I die, you'll get my brains. So this is something that people are admitting. And it is it's, you know, you got to wonder, and I say this, whether it has a medical implication or not, how good your parenting skills are if you allow and, in fact, encourage your son or daughter to get into these games where their heads are used basically as the main tool. And so you you come from Florida, Ken, big-time stuff there, Ohio, Texas. It's almost blasphemy for me. I get more negative comments from people listening in Florida and Ohio and Texas whenever I bring this up. But come on. Come, let's get to the party here. The imbalance is obvious. You got to deal with it. And this is yet another. This is probably the most important study like this that's been done thus far, though, isn't it?
Oh, it's a huge breakthrough because, as I said before, now we can diagnose this before the football player dies.
Yeah.
And I think you were talking about the New England Patriot, Aaron Hernandez.
Hernandez, yes. Yeah, that's the guy. Yep. But, you know, you can look at some of these other people and the way their antisocial behavior, you know, the smart lawyers are going to get involved and they say, yeah, let's get medical proof, look at this, and sue them and get some money out of them. But it's just, it is putting your children in harm's way and letting them play this game or soccer unless they change the rules. No, not smart. All right, let's keep going here with some other things that Ken has researched. The birth weight of babies and the connection of mother taking iron supplements. Isn't that, remember the old commercials for Geritol? You have iron, poor blood. Well, that is a problem, especially for women. As they go through their period, they lose a lot of blood and they lose a lot of iron, right?
Right. Those were not in newborns. Now we're talking about newborns, and this was published just this week in Pediatric Research. This is some good, helpful news. Doug, low birth weight babies, this is defined as weighing under 5.5 pounds at birth. They're at an increased risk of iron deficiency, leading to impaired neurological development. And the news this week is that iron supplementation may have long-lasting effects on behavioral functions in children born of low birth weight. So at this point, I think everyone who is born under 5.5 pounds needs to get iron.
Really? This is something new because of our diet?
Oh, it's something new because it's just been discovered that this is the issue.
Yeah.
And you know, these are newborns. This is before they've had a chance to even eat. And they're born at low weights.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of births, postpartum depression is the focus of a study that you have this week.
Yes, this is interesting that postpartum depression, and this is published in PLOS Medicine, I think we're familiar with that. This is just overwhelming depression that affects a fraction of women after they deliver. It should be one of the happiest times of their life.
Yep.
And they can't understand why they're suddenly in the most sad time of their life. And this needs to be recognized because it can even lead to suicide. And a newborn doesn't need to lose her mother. And this needs to be recognized. And now, fortunately, it's talked about a lot and it usually is picked up. But the news is that if you have it once, you're at even increased risk with another pregnancy and delivery. So you need to be aware of this. You need to be watching for it and just factor it into whatever your plans are.
But don't most of these doctors, the gynecologists, not want to prescribe drugs because they're liable to get into the baby's system?
Well, it's fortunately, it's postpartum, after delivery depression.
Yeah, okay.
So it's not during the pregnancy.
Yeah, but even so, if you were depressed and you were taking these drugs and breastfeeding your child,
that can be an issue.
I would have thought. Dr. Ken Kronos with Doug Steffen, 15 past the hour, an invitation to get a better night's rest for a brighter day tomorrow. If you're sweating at night, if you're not sleeping well, if you haven't got good bedding, you don't have good pillows, you got to be nuts. Why would you put yourself in that circumstance? You don't have to. When it comes to the pillows, you know my advice. That is to get the My Pillow. My Pillows, plural. Most of us sleep. How many pillows in your bed, Ken? Two, four, how many
two.
Pillows? You have two. All right. Do you use them both? Do you wrap yourself around your
occasionally.
Pillow?
Occasionally. I usually use one, but occasionally.
Yeah.
It's there if I want a little change.
Yeah, I tend to wrap myself around. I have two or three around me, one on each side. It's kind of like I build a a little pillow for it every night. But I have five or six pillows.
Actually, whatever makes you comfortable.
With the decorative pillows and the travel pillows that are on the bed, I probably got a dozen pillows on the bed. They don't always get there. It depends on who makes the bed. So, anyway, the bottom line is pillows are very important. Ken can tell you that the pillows and the good night's rest that you need as a result of having good pillows is very important.
Very important. You also
could speak to the things that get in these little gnats, what do they call them, the little mites. They get in the pillows, you can't even see them.
Bed bugs.
Yeah, and all kinds of stuff. So, come on. New pillows every year, that's what you need. That's the recommendation. That's the healthy way to protect you and your family from getting all kinds of... And you get head and neck support, too, with the MyPillow. Fabulous opportunity right now to get the MyPillows. Everybody sees the ad. Everybody knows this guy. So if you go on to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, you'll get four pillows for the price of two. Yep. Four pillows, two premium pillows, two travel pillows, 50% off the four-pack price. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com. I think that says, that's the story. It's a guaranteed, satisfaction is guaranteed. A guaranteed product made in America, machine washable, but even, you should wash a pillow every time you wash your sheets. You didn't know that. Or at least, like once a month, you should have the pillow clean as you can possibly make it. And so that's the advice. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Yo, everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost the sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
This report is brought to you by Welltower. People are living longer than ever. The number of 80-year-old Americans will more than double in the next 20 years. And according to a survey commissioned by Welltower, a leader in healthcare real estate, seniors want to age in big cities. Thomas DeRosa, CEO of Welltower.
The 2017 Aging in Cities Survey challenges preconceived ideas and shows that contemporary city dwellers plan to stay put as they age. They want all the amenities that big cities offer, including access to good health care, transportation, cultural experiences, and places to gather with family and friends.
The survey of 3,000 adults in 10 big cities underscores the growing preference toward urban living. It suggests that, in the future, more seniors will choose big cities over traditional suburban retirement communities. 8 out of 10 city dwellers want to make new friends at age 80-plus and believe cities are the best place for relationships. Their top concern is loss of mobility and access to city life. For more information, visit Welltower.com.
Dr. Ken, it's Healthy Aging Month, where people, you know, there are people who are advocates for various things. I was reading something about what's called GCA, giant cell arteritis. You familiar with that?
A little bit.
Yeah. What it does, basically, as I understand it, it's like your body was eating its own immune system.
It's one of the autoimmune diseases.
Yeah. How do you get that? I've only got a few seconds here. But is it something that just happens to people?
It's an inflammatory illness affecting the arteries where your own immune system attacks the arteries. Why the body can't determine that it's your own is unknown. We'd win the Nobel Prize if we figured it out.
It's it's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is there a doctor in the house? Yes, there is. This house has Dr. Ken Kronhaus in it, practicing with a license, and Dr. Doug Steffen practicing without a license. I know enough to be dangerous, and so I guess the manner of speaking makes me more curious, and therefore of more value, let's hope. So there's a whole bunch of information, most of it negative, as would be appropriate. I suppose we could title this segment, Opioids in the News. So let's start with where you are in Florida, where the governor wants to have a 3-day limit on prescriptions, and I think there are companies that are willing to go along with him. Are there doctors willing to go along, or will they have no say if the legislature passes a bill that says you can't prescribe opioids for more than 3 days? That's right?
Let me untangle this a little bit, because the governor did announce recently that in the next legislative session here in Florida, he's going to propose some new legislation and more than $50 million in next year's budget to combat opioid abuse in Florida. And it's a big problem in Florida and nationwide. And what he initially is suggesting is a 3-day limit on prescribed opioids unless strict conditions are met for a 7-day supply. And the details are not yet there, and he's also recommending requiring all healthcare professionals that prescribe or dispense medications, Doug, to participate in the Florida Prescription Drug Monitoring Program, which is a statewide database that monitors controlled substance prescriptions, and also additional reforms to fight unlicensed pain management clinics, require new continuing education courses on responsibly prescribing opioids, and create new opportunities for federal grant funding. But with this suggestion this week, what is so important is just yesterday, an article published in JAMA Surgery really addressed this. And I think the governor's going to need to integrate this new report that came out this week in JAMA Surgery into his recommendations. Because amid efforts to stem the U.S. opioid crisis, Doug, this new study suggests how long patients should take prescription opioid painkillers after surgery. And the results of this study published in JAMA Surgery is that after general surgery, the ideal duration is 4 to 9 days. For women's health procedures, 4 to 13 days is appropriate, while 6 to 15 days of narcotic painkillers is reasonable for musculoskeletal injury. What's amazing is that there was a study published in July by the CDC this year that found that the average pill supply administered by physicians in the United States for opioid prescriptions, Doug, are you ready? It increased from 13 days in 2006 to 18 days in 2015.
Good God, who's getting the payoff? As a matter of fact, CVS, to go one step further with this, has announced that they will limit opioid prescriptions. If a doctor writes them for more than 7 days, they're still not going to give you more than 7 days worth of prescription, right?
I want to commend CVS for getting out there. And they've announced it will limit all opioid prescriptions, yes, to a 7-day supply, becoming the first major retail chain to do so in the wake of this opioid epidemic. And something needs to be done. We know that 4 times as many opioid prescriptions were issued in America in 2012 as in 1999.
Good God. It's sort of like the designer drug, in a manner of speaking. CVS has done smart things. This is not a commercial for them, but certainly underscores that they are responding. They were the first ones to limit the sale of tobacco, I think, in their stores. And there's always under the circumstances, good PR. It's something that fits better than not. You can go into drugstores all over the place now and still buy cigarettes. How do you justify that, I guess, to your customers? If you're there for health, how do you sell that? I suppose you could say, well, why do they sell all that candy? And maybe that's a good question. 28 past the hour on Good Day Health.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo!
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get the lowest prices of the season on girls' graphic tees, just $9.99. Flannels for him, only $12.99. Denim for her, just $24.99. Get Nikes for $39.99. Kitchen electrics, only $4.99 after mail-in rebate. Plus, the big one bath towel is just $2.99. Stock up, stay big, and get Kohl's cash. It's the lowest prices of the season, Wednesday through Sunday, only at Kohl's. Flex styles, see store, Kohl's.com for details.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take Zizol. Use as directed.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Now it's Good Day Health, the Doug Steffen combo with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who practices his religion and his expertise at late cardiology. He doesn't really practice his religion there. He practices his religion is help and health. And yes, he does practice those to the delight of thousands and thousands of people that see him every year. If you'd like to get in on that bandwagon, you can call his office, which is 352 area code, 352-735-1400. All right? You want an appointment? Go see Dr. Ken. Enjoy his company. They give you a send-off. Well, the send-off is that you know what's going on in your body after you visited with him. That's what I like most about having the connection, the health connection with Ken, other than he's a great friend. So you need somebody who's got a good ear and a good mind. If you have heard something from someone that you don't like, you want a second opinion, go see Ken. 352-735-1400 is the way to get the process started to connect with his office. Now, the other news here that's important this week, I suppose this is kind of a warning. STDs, the sexually transmitted diseases, you'd have thought with all the education around that that would be going away, but apparently it's just the opposite, Ken.
Would have thought, this comes out of the CDC this week, though, that new cases of sexually transmitted disease in the Americas reached an all-time high in 2016. There were You ready for this? This is amazing. 1.6 million cases of chlamydia, 470,000 cases of gonorrhea, and 28,000 cases of syphilis reported just in 2016. And the diseases are on the rise in a number of groups, including women, infants, and gay and bisexual men. In order to stem the rise of STD rates, you want to talk about what you need to do?
Yeah, please.
State and local departments, they need to refocus on preventing and treating these diseases, Doug. Doctors, yes, doctors, we need to make STD screening and treatment standard part of medical care, especially for pregnant women and gay and bisexual men. People need to talk openly about it, sexually transmitted diseases, STDs, get tested regularly, and reduce risk by using condoms or even being monogamous. The good news is that antibiotics can cure all three of these diseases. But if undiagnosed and untreated, Doug, STDs, they can lead to serious health problems such as infertility, life-threatening ectopic pregnancy. That's when the baby doesn't develop in the womb, but in the tubes. It can also lead to stillbirths and increased risk of HIV infection. That's AIDS.
Now, in this area, if we were a third world country, you'd kind of understand this. If it was Africa,
exactly,
or Southeast Asia, or you know, someplace in the Amazon jungle, but this is a
amazing
country where there is information galore, where there is treatment galore, where there is education galore. So the fact that this is increasing is troubling. And sort of gets me into a mindset of thinking either how bad parents are doing their job, because this is a parenting job. You teach your children about the facts of life and what to do to avoid getting sick or avoid getting pregnant or avoid. You're not going to stop people from doing what they're going to do, but at least you can inform them as to how not to get into trouble doing it. It doesn't take a lot of, I would think that would be one of the first responsibilities for a parent as your child grows into junior high school or high school, is to alert them, to have them understand what in the world happens when they become sexually active.
And for you, that's maybe an easy conversation, but
For
many, it's a very difficult conversation, or doesn't even occur. And I'm not going to put anyone with us on the spot and ask if their parents talk to them, but it's a difficult situation.
Yeah, it is. Well, the old word to the wise is sufficient. You know what they say.
If you can't talk to your parents, at least talk to your doctor about it.
Well, that's assuming that you got a doctor. In this whole business, you know, it's open enrollment time. This is something I want to spend a little time talking to you about, because I don't really understand. I've never understood why there is this open enrollment season when a lot of Americans choose their health care plans. Why isn't it just all the time you can choose what you want?
Well, I think it's a matter of the insurers trying to jiggle risk, and they need to...
For their benefit, not for the patient's benefit.
Oh, exactly. For their, it's all, you know, they, exactly.
All about them.
They need to understand their risk, and if they had open enrollment all the time, I'm not justifying, I'm explaining it, I think, and if they had open enrollment all the time, they wouldn't be able to control their risk pool.
All right, so one of the things that's being offered by some of these providers like Kaiser Permanente is the telemedicine reality, telehealth. Have you gotten involved in that, where people will use the screen?
I think the future of that is huge, and we're getting tuned up to be able to do it. And I think it's a matter of the insurers stepping up and paying for it, and it will become even larger. And there are already some insurers that are, but this is going to pick up a fraction. You know, when I was trained, the whole thought of when examining a patient, if you didn't do it eyeball to eyeball and touch the patient, I mean, that it was just hearsay. But this has changed that whole philosophy, that you can actually diagnose patients without even being near them.
Yeah. And is it, will it put doctors out of business?
Actually, it's going to increase our ability to see more people quicker.
Mm-hmm. And will you get care that is the equivalent of somebody actually seeing you and touching your body. See,
well, I think stay tuned. You know, that's going to be great research that will need to be done over a period of time. You know, right now it's speculated and hotly debated, but there are some preliminary studies showing that it is effective in certain subgroups of patients. But, you know, this will be something that will be very carefully
studied.
What would
those certain subgroups be?
It works especially well. It works especially well in mental health issues where the patient's not suicidal.
Really?
And it also works in simple pediatric situations where you know the doctor just has to be able to look at the patient and not necessarily deal with that, or even adults. There are many situations where you can look at something, you know, a rash. Show me your arm. Let me look at it.
Show me your rash.
And let me look at it.
The doctor says, "Show me your rash, Fred."
But definitely there are times when this is not going to work that you really need to examine the patient. Mm-hmm. But it's a work in progress, and it helps a lot with education. Just often there are questions that need to be answered, and it's a lot nicer than talking over the phone.
Mm-hmm. AFib. You hear us talk a lot about that, irregular heart rhythm. Ken describes it as your heart beating like a bag of worms. There's some interesting new stuff that I found on AFib that I want to share with you and have you give a reaction to get people a little bit more in tune with what it's all about. 43 past the hour on the Good Day Health Exchange. Those of you who are familiar with the term beetroot, my Jamaican friends refer to beets as beetroot. And a lot of people in Europe refer to beets as beetroot, because that's sort of like carrot root. They're root, potato root, you could say, because they're all things that grow down into the ground. So if you want to be a cheerleader for beets and super beets, I guess you could say, go, go, beetroot, go, go, beetroot. That's probably not what Ken would do, but he would like to explain to you how nitrate helps to widen the blood vessels, causing an increase in circulation and oxygen, which helps to make everything in your body better, right?
Exactly. This is based on good science, and we have learned that all of us have a third gas in our body besides oxygen and carbon dioxide, and it's called nitric oxide, and this is from Nobel Prize-winning research, Nobel Prize in 1998 for medicine, and unless we continue to make nitric oxide, there's going to be an important deficiency and the whole body won't work well. Nitric oxide, it works as a signaling molecule, helping parts of the body from head to toe to communicate properly with different cells and different parts of the body. But also, very importantly, it helps to open up the blood vessels so that the red blood cells can get in and deliver oxygen from head to toe. And you remember from high school biology, your red blood cells carry the oxygen in the blood vessels, but if they can't move through the 60,000 miles of plumbing that we all have, nothing is going to get delivered. And the red blood cells, they carry oxygen in one arm, they carry nitric oxide in the other arm. First spray the nitric oxide, the blood vessels open, and then the red blood cells deliver oxygen. And if you don't continuously remake the nitric oxide, this whole process doesn't work properly. You feel horribly. Your blood pressure goes up. So you need the building blocks for nitric oxide. I recommend people measure their level of nitric oxide. There's easily usable, patient-friendly strips that you can put a little bit of saliva on. Look at the color. You'll know quickly whether you have adequate stores of nitric oxide. If not, get this Neo40 quickly so you can build up your maintenance level. And then there's another product that they make called Super Beets, which gives you a sudden boost of nitric oxide. So instead of those high caffeinated beverages for that mid-afternoon fatigue, or if you're at the gym and you want to get a little bit of boost of energy, Super Beets is a great way to use it before you work out.
All right, so to take Ken's advice to maintain healthy blood pressure, to get your body, your muscles especially, and your brain all the blood it needs, you are welcome. You're encouraged, matter of fact. Please call 800-655-4183 and order Super Beats. You get the first month free with your first order. You get free shipping as well. It's a guaranteed product. It works, so you get your money back. Super Beats, 800-655-4183.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
So what happened with Law and Vengeance was we had a case that came in that we actually handled for a couple of years, where we had a weapons manufacturer that had created a defective gun sight. But they sold a ton of them to the military and to police organizations all over the country. There is a good side and a bad side where it comes to the way that corporate America operates, and that somewhere in there we have regulators and we have government entities that are making sure they play by the rules, but most of the time they aren't playing by the rules, and we don't have the Department of Justice forcing them to play by the rules.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller, Law and Disorder, comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman Dica Thomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Doug Steffen here with a page from the Good Day Health program, which, by the way, you can hear. There's a podcast every week of Good Day Health. Go to blogtalkradio.com/Good Day Health. And this week, one of the most important things that we can pass along to you has to do actually with a document that came out earlier this year in California from the Department of Health linking the use of cell phones to cancer. I don't know this is anything new, but the numbers are alarming. The report focused on the correlation between electromagnetic fields and what goes on in your brain. So if you hold a phone close to your ear and there's nothing between the phone and your ear, you're going to have a problem, this study suggests. They found that people with certain kinds of brain cancers were more likely to have used cell phones and have them as an important part of their life for the past 10 years. So it takes 10 years of usage, but if you're holding that phone to your ear, you're nuts. The study also found that the side where the brain cancer occurred corresponds directly to where the patients hold your phone. So, I mean, this is like duh stuff, and it certainly is something that we need to take into account. The report also cited cell phones causing fertility problems. If you're a guy, you put the phone in your pants, you can guarantee you that you're never going to be able to have kids, because the stuff that's emitted from the phone is going to do stuff to your junk. That's basically it, boys and girls. The bottom line is, these strong EMFs, you know, the more that you're away from the towers, that is, if you have 5 bars, you're not getting as much energy into your body. If there's only 1 or 2 bars in a low-range area, your phone emits stronger EMFs, so it'll hurt you more. All right? Word to the wise. You can thank me later. I promised I'd give Ken a minute or so to talk about atrial fibrillation, or maybe more specifically, the new ways of monitoring. How do you, when people come to your cardiac clinic and they've got AFib, how do you monitor it so you can help them and know what the heck's going on?
The neat technology in our jargon is called mobile cardiac telemetry, MCT. It's usually prescribed for 30 days, 30-day mobile cardiac telemetry. It's like a little piece of tape. It is put on your chest. You take it off if you bathe. And then it actually, you have like a cell phone, and it transmits up to the satellite, and then the satellite goes down to the monitoring station. And in real time, we watch every single beat for 30 days. It's amazing. It really works.
Every beat. Now you say AFib is something we often have questions about this from listeners. By the way, you can send them along to me.
If you have a question, if you're having an instability of your electrical system, ask your doctor about mobile cardiac telemetry. It's easy to use, patient-friendly, and very accurate. We pick things up with this now wonderfully. And I had a pregnant woman who was having palpitations just yesterday, and we picked up SVT, 200 rates per minute, beats per minute, and knew exactly what to do and get an instant call, and we get the material faxed to us.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now, time for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Dr. Kronhaus is traditional medicine is his bag, but he now bills himself. For those of you who haven't heard, for whatever the reason, Dr. Ken, he's a preventative cardiologist. Is that what you refer to yourself as, one who specializes in preventing heart and cardiovascular disease, right?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so one of the things what Ken does here with aplomb is take some of the medical journals apart, analyze some of the information that's in them, some of the stories, and then brings the results to you in a sort of boiled-down way. So here, the first focus on your specialty of cardiovascular treatment, stopping aspirin treatment. So why would somebody, if they are being treated for cardiovascular or heart problems, stop taking aspirin?
Good question. This is published this week in Circulation, the American Heart Association Bible Cardiology Journal. The American Heart Association recommends, Doug, that people at risk of having a heart attack take low-dose aspirin preventatively. Aspirin is also recommended by the American Heart Association to heart attack and stroke survivors in order to avoid recurrence. The next one. But as you were asking, in fact, 10 to 20% of the patients advised to continue taking aspirin preventatively choose to ignore the advice. The news this week, those who stop the aspirin treatment, they're a whopping 37% more likely to have an adverse cardiovascular event than those who continue the therapy. That means another heart attack or stroke.
Not taking your doctor's advice, pretty stupid. Why bother to go? If you don't take your doctor's advice,
with me, and you know, I'd be another reason I'd be home earlier if people listen.
I mean, really think about it on the face of it. Seriously, you go to a doctor. Doctor says you have a problem, Fred. This is how to fix it. Fred says, okay, yep, and he doesn't pay any attention, and he's dead. Although there are some, and you've had this happen to you, or you've probably more likely been someone who has been visited by a patient who's gotten some sort of diagnosis from a doctor, didn't like it. We have a lot of those, that input from people who send notes in.
Well, compliance, denial, these are strong emotions that all of us have.
And what does
control.
It do? But those things, that's the mind-body connection, isn't it?
Exactly. Again? Absolutely. It works against you.
Yeah. I would think that would... Well, but this is an educational forum, and so if we tell you the story, maybe you think, oh, that's right, the doctor did tell me to stop doing that or to... You know, to do,
or bring someone with you to the doctor's office, because often you're anxious and you're listening somewhat and you forget, and it's very common because of anxiety. Bring someone with you to take notes.
I think you've said to me most of the people who come to you are there because they have abused tobacco, or many of them. I don't know if you've told me.
Well, not everybody, but they just have abused their lifestyle in one of them many ways. 80% of heart attacks could be prevented and strokes by just good lifestyle.
Yeah. There's a study I saw in the Journal of the American Medical Association about the ability or the availability of inexpensive off-brand cigarettes now. People... are smoking these cheap, that come from Turkey, God knows where they come from. But because people are increasing the use of these cigarettes, apparently a lot of live births are having a problem because these pregnant women take up smoking. How stupid can you get?
What a way to save money.
What a bunch of... Well, how stupid... Can you get? Are people really that stupid?
That is pretty surprising.
Apparently, they are. Good God. All right, let's fix people. Super Beats time. Dr. Ken's going to explain why this is a great way to fix a lot of ailments. Go ahead, Ken. Help yourself.
Natural, the way you want to do it, without drugs, with good science, showing it's safe and effective. This is based on Nobel Prize-winning research from a discovery in 1988. So important, it got the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 1998, that we all need to continuously remake this third important gas in the body, nitric oxide. We have oxygen, you know, about carbon dioxide. Well, in the textbooks, in a few years, is going to get this nitric oxide, and it's a signaler for the entire body from head to toe, especially lets the blood vessels open up so that oxygen can travel from head to toe. If you don't remake this nitric oxide, you're deficient, and you want to get their Neo 40 product to get your tank level up after you check with your saliva, with their test strips, whether you have enough. Their second product, Super Beats, gives you a boost of nitric oxide instead of those caffeinated beverages before the workout or in the afternoon when you're feeling tired.
Get a free month's supply of Super Beats. Take Ken's advice. 800-655-4183. Super Beats. 800-655-4183.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.